something for your mind, your body, and your soul. Rhythmic movements in unison with others prolong an act of sensation with no limits or boundaries. Pleasures of the highest sense, feelings of warmth and security.
Mark Knight.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Saturday Night Kiss. It's me, Mark Knight, and we're here till 11 p.m. And that means one thing, and one thing only: 2 hours of the world's finest underground dance music. So let's crank it up. Strap yourselves in. We are going in, ladies and gentlemen, and kick it off with the incredible vocals of Kathy Brown. As I mentioned on last week's show, don't forget to send your support to her during this time of illness. Check out our socials at Kathy Brown Diva. Let's do this thing. It was last week's killer cut from the Soul Sonic Orchestra and Kathy Brown. This is Good Inside.
This is Mug Night.
I'm trying hard not to kiss you, because your medicine's like lightning through my veins. I'm trying hard.
That record, by the way, brand new business from Ilias and Barrientos featuring Phoebe Edwards. That's called Wait, and it is a banger. Love that. So it's Mark Knight here on Kiss until 11 p.m. And of course, big shout out to the boys, Madge, Anne and Tom for the last 4 hours. Absolutely class. Respect to you boys. And I'll be keeping that vibe alive and rocking right the way through to 11 with brand new music from Ellis Moss, Jen Getz and Alvy, Hot Since 82, Nicole Mudeba, and I'll be dropping my brand new remix of the classic from D-Ream. Can't wait to play you that one. As always, there's another killer cut. I'll be chatting to Dave Lee as he plays us tracks from his brand new AC Soul Symphony album, Metamorphosis, which is quality, by the way. And this week's Down to the Disco. We're also joined by David A. Squillaci for this week's Shakedown Mix. Ellis Moss is in the studio. He'll be popping in later on. He'll be giving us a lowdown in what he's saying. And, of course, man like Danny Reese. Danny boy, how are you, mate? You're back?
I'm really good. It's good to be back in the lab. How are you doing?
I'm good, mate. I believe you've got another banger up your sleeve, Danny. Or are you just pleased to see me?
It's a secret. It's a secret.
Excellent stuff. That comes later in the show. Looking forward to that big time. And, of course, we wrap up the show as we do each and every week with a classic from the archives here at Kiss Towers. So come on then, let's get things moving. This is the latest release on my label, Fool's Paradise. This is Dr. Packer on the dials of Me and You from Retide and the brilliant Luca Setta. That's an exclusive play of my brand new remix of the 1993 classic from D-Ream. That's my dub mix of Things Can Only Get Better. You can find that on New State Recordings. Big up yourself, man like Tim Binns. So it's Mark Knight here on Kiss, and Danny Ladd is here to note down your disco dancing manoeuvres tonight. Danny, if people want to get in touch with the show, what are they going to do?
So you guys already know the score. Make sure you hit us up at KissFM UK or at DJ Mark Knight. Let us know if you've got a house party tonight or if you're heading out into clubland. Send us a message and we'll give you a shout out later on in the show.
Good man, thanks Danny boy. Right then, after the break we'll be opening the door to the most exclusive. I'm talking about this gaff is hard to get into, but you're on the guest list and I'll be chatting to my old mucker Dave Lee. He's going to be dropping in to tell us about his new AC Soul Symphony album. It's called Metamorphosis, and of course you guys will be stepping into the beat as we take you down to the disco. Don't go anywhere, we're back on the other side. It's Saturday Night Kiss.
Kiss. If you wanna have a good time, Mark Knight, Kiss Knight,
down to the disco.
So Saturday Night Kiss with me, Mark Knight, and joining me on the phone, a man of many monikers, Mr. Dave Lee. How are you?
I'm very well, Mark. How about yourself?
I'm good, mate. I'm really, really good. But I bet you're buzzing off the back of your brand new album, Metamorphosis, under the AC Soul Symphony is out now, and it is brilliant, by the way. Tell us a bit more about the project and the album.
Well, I had this idea about 3 or 4 years ago of, I did a song called Manhattan Skyline, which was a cover version of a song which is actually on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, but it's not one of the better known tracks on that. And I really enjoyed the process of making it. It's an instrumental, but it's, the strings are a central part. The strings are like the lead vocals. After I'd finished it, I thought I enjoyed the process, and I felt it turned out well, and it played well to my strengths and the people I know who are great musicians. And I was talking to someone about it, and he actually misheard me, and he said, "Oh, you're going to make an album?" And I thought, actually, maybe I should make an album. And that's what sort of started me on the road to doing it.
And it was a 20-piece orchestra, is that right, that you put it together with?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was one of those things where I was trying to do it on the cheap. I was trying to do it remotely. I was trying to get, you know, sort of like 3 people to overdub on the top of MIDI strings.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff's fine if your strings are in the background behind a lead vocal. But when the strings are centre place, you just can't get away with that. I mean, the thing is with recording the strings, it was such a rush doing it in one day because it's just really expensive. So we had to condense all the parts into as short a space as time, because in a day you can only record 40 minutes worth of music with musician union rules. So even if, yeah, which is not that much.
How dare
so
they?
I've kind of got like 3 minutes of each song is condensed into like 2 to 3 minutes. So even if the riff appears like 10 times in the song, they only play the riff once. So you're just kind of like getting as much as you can out of that day, basically.
It's a great idea, great way to do it. I guess very rewarding as well, because when that all comes together, the scale of it is just something special, you know, and taking it back to, I guess, the glory days of this sound when you really had sort of free reign to be that kind of in-depth and, dare I say, ostentatious in the way you approach making music. So it sounds brilliant and well worth the cost and the endeavour. So congratulations to you, mate. And obviously there's a few remakes of classics and originals in there. How did you work out which classics you wanted to recreate? What sort of things under that kind of premise jumped out? You thought, oh yeah, this needs redoing.
Well, I guess when I approach doing a remake, I try to think, let me find something which I love, but I think I could do something different with. So I wouldn't do a cover version of, say, I don't know, Lonnie Liston Smith Expansions, because I just think it's pretty good as it is. What am I bringing to the party? So with, say, something like Windy City, the original is only a 45, less than 3 minutes in length. So I'm adding a little bit of something which wasn't part of the original. And I guess sometimes, you know what it's like with doing remakes and cover versions. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that. You start some off and you think, you know what, this isn't going to work that well. But I think some things just, you feel fairly quickly, oh, this one has got legs and it's something which I want to pursue. So I've got a big list on my phone of ideas and cover versions and things like that. And, you know, if there is a second AC Soul Symphony album, I've got some ideas. And I'm sure if I try some of those ideas, I think, yeah, that's got the potential to be something which is worth investing all that time and money into. Because that's the thing, is sometimes you've got to press the button when it's kind of in a very raw stage and it doesn't sound very good, and have the vision that when you've put the guitar, the live bass, the strings and all the other bits, that it's going to sound a lot better than it currently sounds.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, to all you aspiring producers out there, you're getting some real inside gems here from an absolute master. And let's listen to one of those remakes. You want to introduce the first one, the Windy City record.
So this is my version of Carl Davis' Windy City theme, which was like 45 on the Chai Sound label back in 1976, and used to be the theme for Norman Jay's radio show when he was on Kiss in the late 80s.
In Kiss, and I'm joined by the legend that is Dave Lee, aka the AC Soul Symphony, playing tracks from his brand new album Metamorphosis, which is absolutely top draw. So Dave, how long did it take from inception to cutting the vinyl? What was the length of the whole project?
I guess about 3 years, from the beginning of having the idea of making the album to the actual finishing it off. One of the things which was quite challenging is I didn't have the strings until right at the end. So you're doing all these tracks with MIDI strings, which don't sound great, because you need to get all the tracks to the point where you've got the string parts written and then record the strings. So the strings were recorded last Christmas. About a year ago, the strings were recorded. And then it's a question of like slotting those strings into the tracks that you've got, some of which I'd mixed, some of which I hadn't mixed. And it's not always, some things you put the strings into the track and wow, it sounds much better. But then other ones you put the strings in and it sounds a bit too busy, or you think, oh, there's not really enough room in this track. Now I've got the real strings, which I want to make a bigger feature of, and need to completely rework the track, strip it back a bit or whatever. So yeah, that's the fun of making music. It's a roller coaster of like some moments thinking, oh, this sounds great, and then other moments thinking, oh God, what am I going to do with this? It's just the trajectory, especially with an album where you've got so many tracks on the go, but nothing's actually finished. So I don't know. I obviously love the process because I've done it many times, but it's a mountain to get over, but a fun mountain.
Brilliant. Okay, do you want to jump straight into the next record you're going to play us from the album?
So this was the first single off the AC Soul Symphony album. It's called I Want to See You Dance, and it's got Darian and Angela Johnson on vocals. It's one of the more sort of vocal heavy tracks off the album.
In the mix, down to the disco.
Disco.
So you're listening to Down to Disco, a special this week on Kiss with Dave Lee, chatting about his brand new project, the AC Soul Symphony, and his brand new album, Metamorphosis. Now, Dave, when you're not in the studio out on the road, where can we catch you next? And can we expect you to be playing records from this album? Is this something that translates into your DJ sets as well?
So I'm playing tonight in Hanover in Germany, and then I'm in Brixton in December, and then I'm going to Australia halfway through December for a tour out there. If I can, I quite like to go to Australia. It's just nice to be in a warm country and makes the winter go a little bit quicker once you get back when you've had a burst of sun. So do I play these tracks in my sets? Yes, but I don't play the whole album. I would just choose the three or four songs which I think are appropriate for that audience. And I guess I don't want to give them too much of the same thing. And I understand that a lot of string heavy disco instrumentals, if you had like 10 of them in a 2-hour set, it's going to be too much. When I make music like this, I tend to think of it as more for listening. I'm not thinking, oh, will this work really well in a club when I'm making it? I'm just thinking, do I like it? So that's my main criteria.
Brilliant. And the album is out now. Where could you find the album? Is it available in stores, vinyl? What's the deal in picking the record up, Dave?
So Metamorphosis is released on 2 double vinyls simply because the track's all so long, we couldn't fit them all on 1 double vinyl. So it's a 2 double LPs, it's on double CD, and it's of course available in the usual sort of streaming and download places, and from the Zed Records website, www.zedrecords.ltd.uk.
Brilliant stuff. Dave, look, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Best of luck with the album, it is absolutely class. And can you just intro us the last record we're going to play and Down to the Disco this week from the album?
So this is one of the original tracks off the album called Losing My Mind at the Disco. And back in the 70s, there was these side-long, epic disco tracks that went through different musical themes. And I wanted to try and do something like that, that kind of progressed through different stages and had a big sort of Relight My Fire, Dan Hartman type string riff in the middle. So that was the idea behind this track.
Amazing stuff. Dave, thank you so much for joining us and best of luck with the album.
Cheers, man. Thank you, Mark.
Down to the Disco. Kiss Night.
Big shout out to Dave Lee for dropping into the show for this week's Down to the Disco. And of course, you can follow him on his socials. Honestly, Dave's brilliant online. He's pure bands. Check him out. It's at davelee.jn. Do that. He's proper, proper bands online.
Ready for
Kiss. Cut. Okay, so Mark Knight here on Kiss, and here we go again. It's that time of the show, the pinnacle of the musical week, where we unveil the undisputed bad boy banger of the week. It's the hottest record in the entire world. In fact, the entire galaxy, the universe, there is no bigger record than this. And whenever I'm in the gym or heading to the studio, this is on. This is proper vibes. This is vibes on toast. And of course, it's this week's killer cut. But before we get into it, let's talk to the man himself. He joined us in the studio, Ellis Moss. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are we?
So we have a special rule here on Kiss. If you get a hat trick of killer cuts, we invite you into the studio and you've gone and done it again. Tell us a bit about your brand new record.
It's Calling. It's out on Experts Only. It's an absolute banger. The response has just been unbelievable. I haven't seen this sort of response before a tune's even out in a very, very long time.
Excellent. So let's get straight into it. This week's killer cut, Ellis Moss with Calling.
I'm looking for a better sound.
track right there from The Man Like Ellis Moss, and of course that is heading straight into the top, the tippity top of our Killer Cuts playlist, which you guys can find on Spotify, Apple and Deezer. Right, it's Mark and I here on Kiss, and hold tight, we'll be chatting to Ellis Moss a bit more as he gives us the lowdown in What You're Saying. That comes up after the break. Don't go anywhere, it's a sound of Saturday Night Kiss.
Kiss. Don't stop, gotta get it going. Mark Knight. Kiss Knight. Keeping it in the family.
What you saying?
It's Saturday Night Kiss with me, Mark Knight, and in this part of the show, it's called What You're Saying, and we get under the hood of what artists are up to. And this week, we welcome the holder of the Killer Cup, Mr. Ellis Moss, into the studio. What are you saying, mate? What's happening? It's been a brilliant year for you, should I say, and I guess you're wrapping things up nicely with this week's Killer Cup. Tell me a bit more about your year, what's happened so far.
It's been a crazy year for me. I've had my head down for most of it in the studio, working as much as I can, making tunes, just trying to get as much out there as possible. The way that this track has blown up is something I never saw coming, but it's a good payoff at the end, going towards the end of the year for sure.
Brilliant stuff. It's always the ones you don't expect to pop do, you know. That's the thing about music, you know. It's a gamble every time we release and make a record. You know, those records, sometimes you think, well, that's just going to do its thing, blows up, and that's the beauty of it. When you're about to dive into the mix, what's the first record you're going to play us?
I think for me, this is coming out on the same day. It's an old friend of mine, and he's got an absolute weapon out this Friday. This is Max Styler with his new one, Hypnotic.
What are you saying? It's family time. This is Kiss Night.
Chill out,
With me, Mark Knight, and Ellis Voss has been joining us in the studio, wrapping up the mix. What's the track in the background, mate?
That is from the Don, the GOAT. That is John Summit with his latest tune, Legacy.
So, gigs-wise, what's been the highlight of the year? We're getting to the end of the year now. I guess we can talk about that now. We're in November. What's been the standout show for you this year?
Oh, easily, probably your show, Village Underground, this year.
The
tour, in London is the correct answer. Thank you very much. Yeah, what a show. Wicked energy, great crowd. It looked amazing. And it was the first time I ever got to play for the firm, which was a great honour.
Brilliant stuff. 2024, it's round the corner. We're at that time of the year when we can talk about what's happening next year. Look, we want the inside info, the inside track. What's going down? Can you put us on? What are the plans for Ellis Moss in 2024?
Oh, not a lot I can talk about at the moment, but the idea is keep the momentum going off the back of this record. Get the gigs in. I'll be dropping a few tunes in your inbox for sure in the coming weeks. But yeah, just keep keep it going. I want to be putting out 5-6 records next year, get the gigs in. Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Excellent stuff. Ellis Moss joins us on the show. Of course, this week's killer cut holder with his brilliant track, Calling. You'll find that now on John Summit's Experts Only. Big up yourself, Ellis Moss.
Woo! Thanks for having me.
Okay, you're listening to me, Mark Knight, and coming up here later on Kiss, Left Wing Cody, they're back from 11. Then Molly Collins joins us from 1 and right the way through till 3 with her drum and bass show, which is fab, by the way. But after the break, I'll be going in the mix with 4 of the freshest promos around right now and hot right now. Stay locked. It's the sound of Kiss.
Kiss. If you want to have a good time, Mark Knight, Kiss Night.
Right now. It's Saturday Night Kiss. It's now time for Hot Right Now. 4 tracks back to back to back. These are the hottest records that have dropped in my inbox over the last 7 days. The records you need in your life right now. And let's kick off with this. A superb update. This is Radio Slave's re-edit of Juan Pablo Moro from 2001. This is bad.
Right now.
Kiss Night.
You know what?
Girls out of Dubai, that's Jen Gettys and Alfie. That's their new tune on tour, and that's called Vibration. And let me tell you, that pops off whenever you drop that one. I played that one in Bucharest a couple of weeks ago. My goodness, absolutely tore it down. So it's Mark and I here in Kiss and talking about tearing things down and tearing things up. What's going on at Danny Lab?
It's all about the disco vibes tonight, Mark. And just like Jared, Max, Ryan and Josh, you're off to Downtown Disco with Greg Wilson and Michael Gray at the Wire Club in Leeds.
It's a correct answer.
Of course, lads. Sophie and Claire, they're heading to Earth in Stoke Newington for one night at the disco with Dimitri from Paris.
Also a good answer.
Michael and Joe have Kiss on loud tonight before they head to the World HQ in Newcastle for you and Mavica. And Matt wants to give his Mrs. Linda a huge happy birthday. Happy birthday, Linda. They're currently celebrating at the party tonight, but we'll be listening back to the show tomorrow on the Kiss Cube app, and that is the best thing you guys could be doing right now. But don't forget, if you want a shout-out, then hit us up at Mark's socials. It's at DJ Mark Knight.
Thanks, Dan. Talking about disco manoeuvres, heard you were in Milan in the week. How was that, mate?
It was awesome. First time in Milan, first time in Italy, in fact, but yeah, that was awesome.
It pops off out there.
It does.
The Italians know how to party, let me tell you. And talking of party, let's get in the mood, shall we? Let's keep this party rocking right the way through to 11, and let's get back to the music. This has just landed on the Kiss Dance playlist this week, and it's probably on at the drum sheds right now for Jamie Jones's Paradise. This is Hot Since 82 with Us Two featuring Paige Cavell and their track Never Enough.
Thank you.
Get enough of that track. A former killer cut on the show. That's Nicole Mudaba with the London Community Gospel Choir, and that's called Rise Up. And talking about the London Community Gospel Choir, on Tuesday night I went and saw Beverly Knight at the Palladium. Oh my goodness, let me tell you, she is absolutely world class. She performed a couple of my songs. She finished with Everything's Gonna Be Alright, Hairs on the Back of the Neck Stuff, absolutely top draw. So if you're listening, Beverly, respect to you. You are one class act. And talking about class acts, Davide Squillaci joins us on the ones and twos for this week's Shakedown Mix. Don't go anywhere. It's the sound of Saturday Night Kiss. Okay, for this week's Shakedown Mix, we're joined by the Italian producer superstar Davide Squillaci. Now, his brand new EP, Break the Silence, is out now on Ruva Star Snatch Record and is released on every label going. Hot Creations, Desolate Minus, Ovum Cadenza. He's been part of the Circa Loco crew forever, and they made him resident back at DC10 in 2007. He is the man. So here we go. This is Davide Squillaci with this week's Shakedown Mix right here, right now on Kiss.
Hey yo, this is Davide Squillaci and you're locked into Kiss for my exclusive Shakedown Mix.
The Shakedown. Kiss me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey yo, this is Davide Squillace and you're listening to my exclusive Shakedown mix here on KISS.
Night, and you're listening to a very special Shakedown mix from our guest this week, Davide Squillaci.
Nice.
you've been listening to Davide Squillace in the Shakedown. And I just wanted to say a big thanks to Mark Knight for having me on the show. I'm out of here. Ciao, guys. The Shakedown.
Big shout out to my man Davide for that mix. Absolutely slamming. And in the background, one of his tracks from his latest EP on Snatch. That's called Osiris. Of course, if you want to know the rest of the tracks played in Davide's mix, or in fact, the whole show, Danny, how would you find out what we played? If you were a spotter and you wanted to know, you go, oh, do you know, what was that track you're playing now, one? How would you do it?
So this is for the spotters out there. Remember to check back on Mark's socials every single Wednesday for a full track listing.
So it's Mark Knight and Kiss, and after the break, Danny is back with another super hot white label, which you do not want to miss. It's the sound of Saturday Night Kiss.
Kiss.
Okay, so we're into the final part of the show. He's back from Milan and he's on fire with a whole record box of fat new music. Danny, what is the inside track? What is the record? We need to be across. You need to put us on. You put us on, St. Dan. What are you saying, mate?
Right, Mark, so we had the amazing Nicole Moudigbar on the show last week as she dropped this absolute banger in the mix and it's coming fresh out of the studio, so I had to just give this another spin on the show. It is that good. And to pay respect to Nicole herself for being such an out-and-out legend. So here we go. This is the second ever play of Nicole Moudigbar spinning around, and it's this week's white label here on Kiss.
Kiss Night. On and on, I gotta hold on. I gotta feel the vibe like I'm over it now. On and on, I gotta move on. I gotta move uptown and spinning around. And I feel guilty. I just wanna kill me.
On and on, I gotta hold on. I gotta feel the vibe like I'm over it now.
By the way, out now on Will Clark's imprint. That's from my old mugger, James Haskell. He's back with an absolute banging track. That is fire. That's definitely a contender for next week's Killer Cut. We love that. So that's about all for this week's show. Big shout out to everyone who's been checking in to this week's show. Of course, to our guests, Dave Lee, Ellis Moss, and Davide. Danny, if people want to listen back to the show, because once, believe you me, it's not enough. How do they do it?
Right, guys, we've got you covered as ever, and you can listen again to the show on the Kiss Cube app for the next 30 days. And if you haven't got it downloaded, to get on that, people, it's the Kiss Cube app. You can download that from your app store right now.
Top man, keep it locked to Kiss for the rest of your Saturday night. Left Wing Cody, they're up next. Molly Collins from One. As always, been a pleasure hanging out with you guys. Thank you for letting us into your Saturday night plans. We really appreciate it. We'll be back next week.
It's nice.
Classic track.
But as we always do, we're going to leave you with a classic track. We delve into the archives here at Kiss Towers and pick out a gem from yesteryear. Now, this, my friends, is one of those tracks that even before the first drop, you're hooked. Originally out in 2000, a huge Miami and Ibiza track, probably one of the tracks of the year in my books from my good friend, covering the vocals from Jenny Burton's 1985 classic. This is Iden, a.k.a. ATFC, presents One Fat Diva, featuring the incredible vocals of Lisa Minnette. This is Bad Habit, and it's this week's classic track. Say goodbye, Danny.
Say ya. Say ya. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're listening to Left Wing Cody.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome along. This is Left Wing Cody. You are, of course, listening to the magnificent Kiss Nights. And we are back this week with another jam-packed show. As always, bringing you the best in brand new house and techno and everything in between.